It's a schlussen and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah starts off, Parshas Balak, Pericha Beis, Pasuk Beis, Vayar Balak Ben Sipor, Eis Kol Asher Asah Yisroel Emori. And Balak saw everything that Klal Yisroel did to the Emori. Again, a focus on Vayar, of the seeing. Rashi brings down in the Pasuk Hey. Rashi says, and we all know that Balak went and he hired Bilam to go and curse the Jews. Rashi says, why? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Bilam a Rasha? Why would he give him the ability? Why would the Shekhinah, why would Hashem's presence go to Bilam? So Rashi brings down, because he didn't want the Umas HaOlam to have an excuse, Pitron Pela Umos, to have an excuse and say, it's not fair, you didn't give us a Navi, it's not fair, Hashem, you didn't give us a Navi. Furthermore, when Bilam, again, we'll talk about the curses, really, it turned into brachas, but when it's referring to Bilam, it says an amazing thing. It says that he had shetum ha'ayin. He had a pierced eye found in Perichov Dalet Pasuk Gimel. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that either his eye was pierced or he didn't have an eye. And the question is, what do you mean? Who cares? So what is this Vayar? And what is this Shetum Ha'ayin of Bilam? That he wasn't able, he only had one eye. Question one. Question two. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, the famous Mishnah, Perek, hey, Pasuk Mishnah, Chabez, it's not famous, let's make it famous now, but we all know this Mishnah, Kol Mi She'esh Bo Shalosh Advarim Halolu, Humi Talmidov Shel Avram Avinu. If you have these three traits, then you're a Talmud of Avraham. Shalosh Advarim Acherim, Humi Talmidov Shel Bilam HaRasha. But if you have the other three traits, then you're a Talmud of Bilam HaRasha. Talmidu shall Avram Avinu ayin tova, good eye. V'ruach nimucha, and his spirit is low, menefesh ve'ilo, and he has this idea of shiftless, the idea of humility. Talmidu shall Bilam HaRasha, ayin ra, he has a bad eye, again, this eye. V'ruach gavoah, he thinks he's so great. V'nefesh rechava, and he thinks he's the man. Says the Mishnah, what's the difference between the two? Talmid Shel Avraham Avinu oichlim ba'olam hazeh v'noichlim ha'olam haba. That the Talmid of Avraham eats in this world and he gets a nachla, he gets an inheritance in olam haba. But Bilam, Yorshim Gehenim. And all the Achronim are asking the obvious question, which we're all thinking about. And if we're not, it's okay. I'll tell you the obvious question. We're comparing Avraham Avinu to Bilam HaRasha. What kind of comparison is that? A Rasha Merusha to a Tzaddik, Avram, who created our religion. Avram, what is the comparison between an Avraham and a Bilam? And question three, we know Shavasar B'Tammuz is coming up, the start of the 3 weeks, leading up to a Tisha B'Av. God willing, it won't be a Tisha B'Av. And the Mishnah tells us in Tainus, Perek Dal, Mishnah Vav, what happened on this day of Shavasar B'Tammuz. Five things, says the Mishnah. But Nishbru HaLuchos, the Luchos were broken when Moshe Rabbeinu came down. Butla Tamid, the Tamid that was offered every single day was Mavato, Hufkai, Ir. That the city, Yushalayim, was sieged. Sefer Torah was burned in the Heichal. Bad things happen. But I want to focus on the first thing. How is it possible that Klal Yisrael, we've spoken about this before, but a new idea, they just received the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was going up, and then they did the Chet HaEgel, Nishbur Aluchos, and Shavos B'Tammuz. How did they do it? Again, so three, got to have the questions, right? The Gemara says, in Brochus, on the Gam game, not such hard questions. Again, question one, we see in a focus on Vayar, that Balak saw, And as later on it says, Shetumah Ayin, that he had Shetumah Ayin, he only had one eye. Question two is, what's the comparison between Bilam and an Avram Avinu? And lastly, Shavasu B'Tamu is coming up so soon. How is it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu had the Duketa Ego Nishbara Haluchos? So I'm going to tell you a story. We always love stories. Right? We only remember the Scots for Shom. We remember the Torah also, but you walk away with the stories. The story's not so connected to the drusha, to the things that you saw, but everything's connected. Ha-fok-bo, ve-kula-bo. Everything in the Torah is connected. But I'll tell you, again, we all know that I love Siyata Dishmaya, is bringing Hashem into our lives in a very real way. And something happened this week to me, a good one. Maybe top 10. So again, I was going to Geula. My bachum this year gave me a gift certificate to get myself to a new hat. Beautiful. And my wife, they gave a gift certificate for my wife to a famous store, Head Over Heels, a store in Geula, a very nice store. So we had two gift certificates in Geula. And whenever I think about Geula, as we know, who has ever heard me speak, and I'm not going to tell that story. Oh, you know, I lost my pants. And everyone, again, I thought it was like a funny story, but the way people interpret it, I think, I was made fun of in a perm skin, I made it big in Milaseret, is that they thought that I was trying to say that I wasn't wearing pants. Obviously, I was wearing pants. That's weird. But I dropped my pants, and then I found them. I couldn't believe it. Okay. But that happened right in Geula, right off of Kikur Shabbos. So whenever I go to Geula, I think about my pants. Now, we went to Geula, and everything, Baruch Hashem, we got what we needed, a hat and the whole thing. And fine. Later on in the day, I get a phone call. And I'm like, and it's an Israeli guy, and I'm like trying, you know, in my Hebrew. And he says, you know, Bloom, I found your driver's license. I said, what do you mean you found my driver's license? So now, I didn't even know that I was missing it. He's like, I found your American driver's license and your Israeli driver's license on the floor in Geula. And I said, what? So I start looking through my stuff. And as we all know, I don't have a wallet. I'm going to start maybe getting a wallet. And that's the lesson of the story. And I'm looking, and I'm like, oh my gosh, where is my license? Where is it? So the guy tells me, you dropped it in Geula. Not only that, you dropped it near Kikur Shabbos. So I said to him, I don't get it. How did you find my number? I don't have my phone number on the license. So only in Eretz Yisrael this happens. He says, I saw your address on your driver's license, and I called up the number. They gave me a hard time, but I told them you're two ducks good, and I said the whole thing, and they were able to research your number. And here, I want you to come, and guess what? The same place that I dropped my pants was where the driver was like, okay. So now whenever I pass Geula, I think of two things. Okay, but what is Yad Nishmaya? I didn't even know that I lost my license. Sometimes we don't even know things that happen because the Rebbeinu Shlomo is doing so much for us. That's a good lesson. Sometimes, things are just happening and we don't even know what Hashem's doing. But He's doing so much for us. But let's go back. Let's go back to the questions. Let's try to understand what is the Yesod. What is the Yesod? Of what is the Yisod that we could come out with in this week's parsha? What is leadership? How does one become a leader? So we know this Mishnah that I just quoted, Avram was Ayin Tova. He had Nefesh Shvela. He was humble. But Bilam, what was Bilam about? Bilam did everything for himself. Hashem gave him koichus. Hashem gave him tremendous ability to do great things. He gave him nevuah, and he could have been great. But he failed. Why did he fail? Why did a Bilam fail? Because he cared about one thing, and that was himself. Rav Sternbach asked an interesting question. I don't get it. The Goyim should come back and say, you gave me a Russia. Oh, you're trying to say that you gave me something and you're appeasing me, Hashem? No. You gave me a Russia. But the obvious answer is that we all have Bechira. We all have free choice. And we all have the ability to make choices in life. As the Rambam tells us in Yesod HaTorah, Perek Zayin, a Navi is someone that is able to keep on working on themselves. It's not simple for anyone. But a Navi is someone that constantly is working on themselves. But Bilam was not that way. Bilam always thought just of himself. And we'll see further how we see that. Jonathan Sacks, Zatzal, says an amazing idea. He makes a different comparison. He makes a comparison between a Bilam and the Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, our greatest leader that ever lived. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the name Bilam, it represents below Am. He didn't have a nation behind him. He did everything for himself. He didn't have a nation. But Moshe Rabbeinu, our greatest leader, he did everything for Klal Yisrael. He did everything for the Tzibur. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was not the greatest public speaker. Kaved Peh, Aaron did most of the speaking. He wasn't this guy that razzle-dazzled everyone. But he was the greatest Navi that ever lived because he had the loyalty to his Am. And again, we see through Bamidbar that his Am messed up a little. Klal Yisrael messed up. And they complained and they did bad things. And he did get frustrated. We saw last week's Parsha, he did get frustrated. Moshe Rabbeinu, again, hard for us to understand. I remember getting an email from my uncle, Uncle Gedalia, Gedalia Bamzer. How is it possible not to get angry again? Us, it's very hard. But once a day, to try to take it, when things don't go our way, take a step back and realize Hashem's in our lives. It's practical. You know, they tell a story. We love stories. That there was a Talmud, a cheder, and guess what? In the chedarim they used to hit. And a Rebbe came to the Talmud, because the Talmud was not acting so good, and he was about to hit him, and he stopped. And then, he waited a little, and then he was about to hit the Talmud, and he stopped. And years later, this Talmud, who I'll tell you what it is in a second, okay, saw the Rebbe, and he said, you know, I remember that. That was such an important moment in my life. That you were about to hit me, and the Rebbe said, because I was hitting you out of anger. It wasn't out of a good place, and I controlled myself. And the Talmud became the great, or Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Unbelievable. The power of what we can do. So what's a leader? A leader is someone that has loyalty, and Moshe Rabbeinu had loyalty to Klal Yisrael, standing up for them, to the Chet HaEgel, standing up for them, for the Chet Meraglim, standing up for them. Even though it was hard, he said, Emcha, tell me, I won't, I'll erase my name. His whole life was a Torah's Moshe. And he said, I'll erase my whole name if you don't give Klal Yisrael a kapara. What's another idea of a leader? We all want to be leaders in different ways. Some people are public leaders, some people want to be, you have to be leaders in your family. We all want to become better and greater. Sometimes in life, what happens so often is something happens to us, and right away we just jump to conclusions. We make all these cheshbonos in our head. This person, this didn't happen, and this, and this, and the person didn't answer the phone. They don't want the deal, and we make so many conclusions in our head. But we have to remember that we're limited. We don't know everything. The Ribbono Shel knows. And he's always speaking to us. Balak. Vayar Balak. What did Balak see? Balak saw that Klal Yisrael just went into fighting. And they got with the other nations and he got very frightened. He didn't realize that the other nations didn't let them through. Klal Yisrael didn't want to fight with them. They just want to get through. They were offering to buy all their... But he saw it the way he saw in his limited vision. Balak saw it is that they're going to come after us. And Bilam was Shetuma Ayin. He only had one eye because He only focused on himself. He had only shiflus. But a person needs to have two eyes. We said before in different shiurim that on Sukkot we know we take three hadasim. Why three hadasim? Two eyes. What's the third? Because the third eye is the bina, is the understanding, to look deep. Don't jump to conclusions. And imagine you have a Bilam. A Bilam that sees a talking donkey. Again, nowadays, you know, my father told me he's in tech and he knows, right? He knows what's going on in a couple of years. Again, we have Alexa, Siri, we have computers that are talking to us, and we'll soon have cars talking to us. It's not the craziest thing. But an animal talks to a Bilam, and he opens up his mouth, and Bilam is not moved. Can you imagine an animal talking to you and not being moved? Animals don't have feelings. Again, some people think they do. Don't want to offend anyone, but animals have instincts. Again, man's best friend is a dog. But they don't have feelings. They can't talk. Again, they could talk among themselves and understand each other. Shlomo HaMelech was able to understand everything, right? The smartest man. But most animals are not talking to us. And still, Bilam was not able to get the message. He didn't realize. Refrain writes, an amazing thing. A miracle happened and Bilam wasn't able to respond. Why don't we look at us? You know, we think we're so much greater than that. Again, we are greater than a Bilam. But says our friend, Hashem gave us the ability to talk to Him. To have tefillah. To daven to Him. That's also a miracle. God, He's so above us. We don't understand God. We try to understand Him through our Torah. Through our Gemilas Chesed. But still. So Hashem gave us a present. To daven. To reach out to Him. Hashem gave us presence. Presence of having children, which is not so easy. This week, my sister and brother-in-law, Tova and Daniel Schaefer, an organization that raised tremendous money, PUA, that helps people, that it's not so easy. It's not a given. But these are the miracles of Hashem. It's not a given to have children. There are a lot of people that struggle. But the Ribbono Shel helps. And He's there for us. So we can't jump. We can't jump to conclusions. We have to realize, and I think that was the chait of the ego. The chait of the ego was that they jumped to conclusions. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down. Last week we talked about that they didn't follow the tzivui, the commandment of Hashem. Hashem says something, listen to Him. But over here, it's a little different. That they just jumped. They didn't think. They just jumped and they did whatever they thought. Tosfos brings down in Dav Zayin that Bilam HaRasha knew the exact moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry. Asked Tosfos, what is that moment? And what word could he say so quickly? He says, Tosfos, Kalem, have them destroyed. And Tosfos says an amazing thing. Halacha. Ah! Give a little halacha, right? Uncle G, you know, we need a halacha here. He said, Tosfos says that if you start the tefillah even a second before the Zman, it counts. Like Mincha, sometimes people start a second before Shkia, it counts. Again, you have to know if that's so true. But Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says, what is Kalem? If you look, it's the same words as Melech. Bilam missed out on the Melech. You know, one of the brachas that Bilam, again, he wanted to give a klala to Klal Yisrael, but it didn't happen because Hashem said it ain't going to happen. The famous bracha, and again, there's so many songs that come out of these, right? Badad Yisrael Yishyak Vushweki, but it says, in Perichof Dalid, Pasuk Hey, Matovo Lecha Yaakov Mishnosecha Yisrael. And everyone's asking, right, when you walk into shul, you say this pasuk, but it's from a rasha. Bilam, we're saying a pasuk of a bracha of Bilam. So they give three answers. One answer says the Torah Tamima, because sometimes, you know, Jews, we exaggerate a little. But if it's coming from a guy who hates us, a Bilam HaRasha who tried to destroy us, who tried to give us curses, now we see really how great we are. Another answer, Matov Lecha Yaakov, Mishkana Secha. It first starts in the home. Matov, how great the home is. And then it goes out to the Mishkan, to the shuls. And Rav Asher Weiss says, another idea is that the only way to keep our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Batei Kenosios, is the shuls, is the Beis Medrash, is the Torah. Without the Torah, without the Chesed, we're nothing. It says in Shir Hashir, in Parakhes, Pasuk Yud, that I'm like a kir, I'm a wall. Says the Gemara in Pesachim, Pei Zayin. What's the wall? The wall is the Torah. Rashi brings down in Vayikra, Parakhov, Pasuk Chavav, that we need to separate ourselves from the Goyim. We have to realize that we're different. I'm Badad Yishkon. We have to realize that we're different than them. We could be near them, but we have to realize that we're unique. We're Hashem's nation. And we have to realize how great we are. So Abilam didn't realize how great we are. And even if a donkey, says Rabbeinu Bachai, talks to him, he wasn't able to get that message. So if you want to be a leader, you have to realize, A, the shiflus, realize that the Rabbeinu Shalom's in charge. You can't jump to conclusions. You have to realize that you have to have loyalty. You have to have loyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we need to realize how great we are. An idea of leadership, again. The idea of shiflus. That Hashem is running the world. So what's the comparison? Avraham represents this idea of greatness, leadership. Bilam represents, he could have been great, but he took it for himself. The re'iyah, that a person needs to see deep, look deeper than the surface. A Bilam, a Balak, wasn't able to see. And the Shivaser B'Tammuz, the first one, Nishbar HaLuchos, is that they jump to conclusions. Let us all learn from the lessons of Balak. Let us realize how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing mamis nisim in the flows every day for us. And sometimes we don't even realize it. But let us get closer to Him and build a relationship with our tefillah, daven, for what you need. Thank Him. With our Torah, realize that it's Shemosef Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Bezus Hashem, will just keep on getting closer and closer to Him.